Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, November the 5th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny at 5.58 and a quarter, December wheat up 2 cents at 7.75 and three quarters, and January beans down 6 3/4 cents at 12.16. Crude oil is currently up $1.25 a barrel, so that could help corn and bean oil out here come back a little bit. The dollar is up, though. It's up 17 ticks at 94.51. We made a new contract high at 94.64 here this morning. So the dollar is obviously way too high to encourage exports out here, which I think on the report on Tuesday, we're going to see exports down on beans and probably on corn as well. The fact that the Brazilian beans are cheaper than the U.S. beans right now. This is the time of year where Brazil ought to be out of beans, and the U.S. ought to be flush with beans, so we should see U.S. prices a lot cheaper than Brazilian prices. But that's not happening this year, and I think that's just another incentive for China to buy Brazilian beans rather than U.S. beans. Freight rates have come down dramatically, so you know, if we can't export these beans now, I really question when we can be able to pick these things up. We got the report on Tuesday. The average guess on the yield is 176.8 on corn versus 176.5. I think that's probably close to what it's going to be. The beans 51.9 versus 51.5. I think the beans could creep over 52, 52.1, somewhere in that range out here. We've been tending to follow the crude oil to some extent, so we could, you know, open beans and corn a little bit lower here and then try to rally them. The last 3 or 4 days, if I remember right, we've opened up, we've rallied in the first 15, 20 minutes and then broken hard. We'll see if we can avoid that kind of trade action here today. Really not a whole lot out there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.